Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast, Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Baseball on the radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Brewers out to a 5-0 lead on this Easter Sunday. We go to the third inning. And with the play-by-play, here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you, Mr. Grindle. Happy Easter Sunday to all celebrating. To you and your family, Lane.
Yeah, thank you. Had the whole crew up here today for a little Easter brunch before the game. Uncle Josh was able to entertain him as well.
Yeah, fun to be with you guys. There's Logan Henderson versus Luis Urias. And he swings and fouls one back into the screen to begin the third.
You do know that you're Uncle Josh. Like, you're officially an uncle and part of the family.
I wear that proudly. Mm-hmm.
You were at our festivities at the house yesterday, too. The egg cracking contest.
I'm becoming a veteran of the egg cracking.
Yes, you are.
Logan Henderson has given up just one infield hit. The 0-1 to Urias swung on and popped over the screen behind the plate, and it's nothing in two. I didn't realize that egg cracking was even a thing until I got to be involved in the Grindle household.
I'm not sure that it is outside of my wife's family. It was something they came up with years and years ago.
Urias, former Brewer, waits in the 0-2 pitch. Got him looking on the outside corner. Change up from Logan Henderson, who has struck out four of the first eight major league batters that he's faced. Urias has gone on three pitches. Ortho ASAP. You can start healing faster by meeting with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Might have been a wide strike given to Logan Henderson, but he will take it, and Weicho is gone. Number nine batter Max Schumann for his first at bat of the series. 5-0 Brewers in the third. In the pitch, right down Broadway for a strike. Logan Henderson. A lot of you listening might be thinking, who is this guy? Schumann, a right-handed batter, waits for the 0-1 and swings over the top of a beautiful changeup. It's nothing in two. Well, here's who he is. The Brewers drafted him in the fourth round 5 years ago. 2021, out of a junior college in the state of Texas. And he's only 23 years old. A lot of the reason that you may not have heard of him, he had some injury issues that had curtailed his minor league career up to this season. The 1-2 on Schumann, the pitch. Swing and a miss. High hard one up the ladder. He has struck out the first two batters of the third on six pitches, getting Schumann swinging. What a first trip through the lineup. Retired eight of the nine, and five of them on Ortho ASAP strikeouts.
You know, we were talking about the changeup and how he's worked it down, but what I like with his fastballs, he's attacked really all quadrants of the zone. Up, down, away.
Lawrence Butler takes just a little bit outside. First ball of the inning.
In. It seems like he's commanded the fastball really, really well. And there's not one kind of hot zone that the hitter can dial into with that pitch.
1-0 to Butler, swing and a miss. Pulled a string with a changeup, 1-1. The question's going to be, now that these hitters are seeing him for a second time, do you have to use more secondary pitches? Because he's gotten through with just about fastballs and changeups exclusively to this point. Trying for a 1-2-3 third. The 1-1. Butler took it inside, 2-1. Lawrence Butler grounded out to begin the outing. Brewers baseball brought to you by Citgo. Whether you're crossing the state line or just going cross town, Club Citgo can save you money on every fill-up along the way. 2-1, popped into shallow left by Butler. A play for Christian Yelich. Coming on in, Yelich's there, makes the catch. Hard to have a better first three innings in the big leagues than Logan Henderson has. 1-2-3 in the third. By the way, Citgo can save you 3 cents off every gallon every day. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. And we're good to go to the bottom of the third. It's 5-0 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Roof!
What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates. The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Thank. William Contreras is going to lead off here in the bottom of the third. Brewers leading the Athletics in this series rubber match 5-0. Contreras walked and scored one of the four first inning runs. And now Jeffrey Springs, who stays in the game, is going back to work. First pitch misses upstairs, ball one. Time now for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. Get you the contestant after this 1-0 pitch. Here it is. Strike at the top of the zone. It's Randall Jicha. J-I-C-H-A. Randall from Arkdale. Wins the Pottawatomie prize package if a member of the crew hits a triple this inning. WTMJ.com's got the info. 1-1 pitch. Taken low by Contreras. Breaking ball below the knees. 2-1. Good luck to Randall. The Brewers have had a bit of everything against Jeffrey Springs over his first two innings of work. 2-1 pitch. Big swing. He fouls it straight back into the screen. It's 2-2. Had a fastball to hit pretty much right down the middle. Brewers have only three hits. RBI knocks from Hoskins and Churio. Included in those three. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Changeup, good one. And that gets the third strikeout for Jeffrey Springs. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
5-0 Brewers, bottom of the third, Reese Hoskins takes a little bit outside. Ball one from Jeffrey Springs. Josh Mauer, Lane Grindle, Kent Sommerfeld. Easter Sunday, and the finale of this interleague homestand. 1-0, hit deep left field, Hoskins. Back goes Brown onto the track, towards the wall, it is gone! And Hoskins has hit his third home run of this homestand. Just over the fence in left. 6-0 Brewers in the third. Reese Hoskins, what a week at American Family Field. And already his second RBI hit of this game in three innings off of the lefty Springs. Coming home from that last road trip, a lot of the talk was, when is Reese Hoskins' bat going to wake up? Well, it has come alive. Now Sal Frelick with one out, nobody on. A slow chopper to first. Tough play for Soderstrom. First baseman fields it. He had to come in. Nobody then goes to cover the bag. Soderstrom has no play. Couldn't flip it to anybody, and Frelick is safe at first. Little swinging bunt infield hit. It's all working for the Brewers here this afternoon. Sal is aboard for the second time. And we're going to get an athletic trainer visit of the pitcher, Jeffrey Springs. Not sure if something happened there as he tried to go over and cover first base. Mark Kotze, his manager, is out at the mound as well. They did have bullpen activity back in that long first inning. Watching the replay here. Yeah, it looked like after Frelick made contact and Springs was starting to try to go cover the bag, he came up a bit lame. And they're going to take him out of this ballgame. So it's going to be an injury exit, although it's not like Jeffrey Springs was overly effective to begin with. And we've got a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen with one out in the bottom of the third. Brewers leading 6-0. Mitch Spence was the right-hander throwing earlier, and he's the one who's going to be summoned into the game. U.S. Cellular is a proud partner of the Brewers. They remind you that when the game is on, turn your notifications off with Us Mode. U.S. Cellular, built for us. So Frelick at first, and Springs, apparently a lower body issue. Knocks him out of the game. Spence gets all the time he needs to warm up. We'll be back after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
George, you just had an incredible shift. What's it like turning those double play meal deals like nobody's business?
George, any thoughts on your next shift?
George, what's your secret?
Hold on, folks. Let's give our star a moment. He's been busy making double play meal deals all day long. There you have it. Sounds like the secret is George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 crave-worthy cheeseburgers and 2 fries. Available all season long, so you can fuel up for every game. George Webb, our kitchen is always cooking.
Right-hander Mitch Spence, who comes in due to an injury to the starting pitcher Jeffrey Springs. He is still warming up. Brewers lead 6-0 after a Rhys Hoskins home run. And then that little dribbling infield hit that Sal Frelick collected, on which Springs appeared to injure himself trying to go to cover first base. So Spence is on the hill. Springs goes just 2 1/3 innings, gives up 9 base runners, 5 hits, 4 walks, at least 6 runs. There was 1 unearned. Struck out 3. Brewers Baseball is brought to you by the Wisconsin Dental Association. No dental insurance, but need dental care. The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% from a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. You can join at WDAClub.com. Spence just told his infielders behind him, "I'm almost ready," so they go back into their positions. The batter is going to be Joey Ortiz. Mitch Spence was a rookie last year. In fact, he had to stay on the Athletics roster the whole season. He was a Rule 5 guy from the Yankees. Had a pretty good rookie year. Made 24 starts, went 8-10 with a 4.58 earned run average. Now pitching in relief this season. This would be his 7th outing. No wins or losses and an ERA north of 5. 5.27 thus far for Spence. And he says he's ready to go. So here comes Ortiz, who popped out to end the first. One out and Frelick at first. Were it Springs still in there, you know Frelick be trying to run. See if they still do it with a new pitcher in the game. First pitch. Runner holds, and it's low and away. Ball one. Backhanded by the catcher, Langoliers. If you're just joining us, in that four-run first inning the Brewers had, they stole a franchise record 6 bases in one inning. And then added another one in the second. So 7 for 7 stealing bases against one pitcher. 1-0 on Ortiz. There's the throw to first base by Spence. Chasing Frelick safely back to the first base bag. Sal had one of those steals back in the first. His 6th of the year. 6-0 the score. Spence from his stretch. Sets right at the belt. There goes the runner. Pitch swung on, though, and flied into center. This would be a play for J.J. Blade. Kempt underneath it now. Has to wait a while for it to descend. It does, and he squeezes it. That'll be the 2nd out of the inning. I think Sal had that base stolen.
I was just going to say, I know Springs is out, and I think a lot of it had to do with Springs, even though Langoliers has struggled throwing the ball in this game. The difference in the first 2 games of this one, one, a lot more traffic for the Brewers in the base paths, but two, the way they have just been almost automatic at trying to steal bases, and it didn't look like anything changed with Springs out of the game there, huh?
I guess not. Here's Eric Haas with 2 out, swing and a miss. By the way, the home run by Hoskins meant that Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin made a $100 donation to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Hoskins, 3 homers in the homestand. Haas flew to deep center last inning. There goes the runner. Pitches outside. Throw to second was a little stronger by Langoliers, but not nearly in time to get Sal. 8 for 8 stealing bases. The Brewers in not even 3 completed innings tonight. And that's pretty incredible.
I mean, the Brewers have 2 extra base hits in this game, but it's like they have, even their walks were extra base hits because they're getting an extra 90 feet every time they get to first. They're just turning left one pitch later.
The ultimate green light. 1-1 the count now. And the pitch to Haas misses inside. It's 2-1. So a runner in scoring position with 2 away.
It is such a fun brand of baseball when you play like this.
Really is. It's not like you're watching Major League Baseball. That says not been a part of the Major League game for a long time. Haas flicks one on the right side, foul up into the second level, 2-2. It's kind of like the way, you know, high school or college baseball used to be played. Still is a lot.
Well, as an example, Brewers have 8 stolen bases today. The A's have 6 for the season.
Brewers have already tied the all-time club record for steals in one game, and they're in the 3rd inning. Frelick at 2nd, the 2-2. Breaking ball, squibbed on the ground, fouled by Haas.
Somebody's got to tell Sal that right now. You can be the guy. Take 3rd.
By the way, that meant that another donation bagged for Special Olympics Wisconsin, courtesy of Delta Dental and Delta Vision. 2 great plans, 1 name you trust. The Brewers are trying to put Delta Dental and Delta Vision out of business. 2-2 on Haas. Bottom of the 3rd. Spence looks back towards 2nd base. And he delivers. Swung on and grounded towards short. Played with a backhand by Jacob Wilson. He'll throw it to first and get it there in time to retire Haas and the side. Brewers get a home run from Hoskins, though, and they lead it 6-0. Logan Henderson back to work for the 4th on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or Starburst using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score any time during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars or glazers or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Members of Liuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health. Doctor-led, specializing in you.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up, it is gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Logan Henderson, this is Christmas come early. He's been given a 6-0 lead after three innings in his major league debut. He'll face the Athletics 2-3-4 hitters in the fourth. Rooker, Soderstrom, and Langeliers due up. There's only been one base runner through the first three innings against Logan Henderson. And here comes Brent Rooker. Takes one upstairs, ball one. He was one of the strikeout victims. First time through the order, Logan had 5 strikeouts. Rooker, a red-hot batter. The 1-0 pitch. Fly to center field, but playable. Sal Frelick circling in, gets underneath of it, reaches out and makes the catch. Rooker is 0 for 2, and that 1-2-3 flawless inning in the third. The second 1-2-3 for Henderson, brought to you by Carbless Premium Cocktails in a Can, a proud partner of the Brewers. Stock up for your next tailgate and grab a pack of Carbless at your local grocer. Or find cans right here at American Family Field. Carbless, this is more. And now Tyler Soderstrom coming up. Henderson throws. He misses inside. 90-mile-an-hour cutter. We haven't seen a lot of cutters yet. Soderstrom struck out in the first. Brewers have held him to 2-for-9 in the series. The 1-0. Comes in low. It's 2 balls and no strikes from Logan Henderson, who is pitching, by the way, on 10 full days of rest. For a starting pitcher, that's about as long as you'll ever go in between appearances in the middle of the season. 2-0 pitch. And he missed low on Soderstrom with a changeup. It's 3-0.
Well, he certainly didn't have any rust.
Yeah, you would have thought that there could have been a couple of issues at the outset. Rust or nerves. And neither appeared to be the case. 3-0. High ball 4. That's the first walk that he's issued, and it goes to the MLB home run leader, Tyler Soderstrom, a one-out runner in the fourth. I've just been so impressed by the way he's been able to command the strike zone. Some of the appearances even we saw last month in spring training. Walks were really an issue for Logan Henderson. It's a big reason that he didn't win a battle for a starting job coming out of camp. Shea Langeliers coming up. 6-0 Brewers. And a line drive pulled well foul. Just past the camera well third base side.
Well, Josh, he only walked one all of spring training except for his very last outing. And that's when he got into trouble and he walked 4-3.
Langeliers struck out a couple of innings ago. He had a home run against Yoel Piamps last night for his only hit of the series. He'll take inside corner. Perfectly placed fastball, nothing in two. The last time that he pitched in any game before this afternoon was the 9th of the month, 11 days ago, against the Memphis Redbirds. One on, one out. 6-0 game in the fourth. Henderson from his stretch. He's set. Long hold. Now he kicks in the 0-2 pitch. Taken high. Good fastball there, but Langeliers didn't chase it. 1-2. Another thing that's going to be interesting about this, I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but if Henderson keeps pitching this well, he's making a bid to stay around. 1-2, swung on, tipped foul into the mitt of Haas. He struck him out. Langoliers down on strikes for the second time in the game. Two gone in the fourth. You can make that six ortho ASAP strikeouts. Two down for Blade. So with Tobias Myers coming back into the rotation, he's slated to throw Thursday in San Francisco. That creates a nice potential problem for the Brewers to have all of a sudden. J.J. Blade takes outside ball one.
Yeah. Priester, Quintana, Peralta, Myers, Patrick, Henderson, six, right? And there might be more guys on the way, too, before it's all over. It's a great problem to have.
Yes, it is. 1-0 strike. Changeup. He's been able to land that in the strike zone more often than not.
One thing you never do is complain about how much starting pitching you have. Brewers were on the other side of this thing just about 10 days ago.
Blade flew to deep center back in the second. Swings and he pops it up. On the right side of the infield, it's the shortstop Ortiz moving over where Terang normally would be standing. It's where Joey Ortiz makes the catch. Inning over. A walk, but nothing further. Henderson just looking great, mowing him down. We go to the bottom of the fourth. 6-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
You've taught them, trained them, taken every precaution. But sometimes, despite your best efforts, someone gets hurt on the job. Because they're not perfect. They're people. And they're your people. At least you can keep them happy, healthy, and working with a workers' compensation policy from West Bend. It's how to give every problem a silver lining. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine said...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers. A non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday Spiked Refreshers. Weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly. Non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Everyone is talking about the draft, but you won't feel one from high-quality Pella windows. Get no-interest financing options or free glass upgrades today at PellaWI.com.
Caleb Durbin leads off the bottom of the fourth. Reliever Mitch Spence back out there. Got the two men he faced upon entering last inning. And the pitch is popped foul, coming back off to our right over the screen by Durbin. Flew to center a couple of innings ago, did Caleb in his only at-bat. If I had told you that the Brewers would tie their all-time franchise record for stolen bases in a game in the first three innings, and that Caleb Durbin would not have one, you wouldn't have believed me. But he doesn't.
Good point.
0-1 pitch. Came inside and it hit him. Did he swing? He did not. The appeal to the first base umpire, Ryan Addison, no sir. And so it's a hit by pitch. Now Durbin can get into the act. Maybe he'll be the one to set the franchise record and get his first major league steal in the process. Clipped him. Looked like right above the wrist. Maybe the forearm. First runner against Mitch Spence brings up Bryce Terang for a third time. He's singled and walked, stolen three bases. First pitch. Lashed foul left side, drifting well out of play. Bryce has scored a third of the Brewers' six runs. All charged to Jeffrey Springs. They did a little reconnoitering. Only four of his six were earned. Throw to first base, and diving in safely is Durbin.
You just used a Pat Murphy term.
I did that on purpose.
Reconnoitering. That's a term he's been dropping into pregame conversations of late.
Yeah, that's one of his buzzwords. 0-1 on Terang. Spence holds it. And the pitch is a pitch out, but nothing was on.
Now, we've established on this broadcast that your vocabulary greater than mine. I'm guessing reconnoitering was in your vocabulary previous to all of this.
I certainly knew it.
I did not.
You never heard the word reconnoiter?
No.
No. Durbin dancing at first, holding in the pitch that caught the outside corner. Backdoor cutter to make it 1-2 on Terang.
This is the part where Kent would say from the back row, "Where have you been?" to me for not having
where
heard the
you?
Term. I'm sure I'd heard it at some point. Maybe it just never registered with me, but
I don't even think I used it correctly there with the official scoring. I think that was wrong.
Well, I wouldn't know the difference, so I'm going to assume you did.
1-2 pitch. Breaking ball low. Good take by Bryce. 2-2. It was more like they reconsidered instead of reconnoitered. Originally, they had three of the four runs in the first inning earned, now two.
Reconnoitered is like reorganized, right?
Yeah, I think okay. So. There goes Durbin. Pitches outside for the franchise record. Throw to second. He's out. Tagged by the shortstop, Jacob Wilson. And it was a good throw by the catcher, Shea Langeliers. One down here in the home fourth. Brewers are going to challenge the call, though, at second base. Here's the crew chief, Lance Barksdale. Going to turn on his microphone. This will be the Brewers' first challenged call of the season.
Milwaukee is challenging the out call at second base.
Well, Caleb Durbin is hoping to get good news upon the review in New York and get his first major league stolen base. And the Brewers are hoping to get their ninth steal as a team, the most ever in a game in franchise history. And we're looking at the replay, and it looks like they're going to win it. I think that tag from Wilson on the back of Durbin came after his hand had already reached the base. And they're going to win this pretty easily, I would assume quickly.
Lance Barksdale getting the call now.
After review, the call on the field is overturned. The runner is safe. Milwaukee will retain this out.
And it's a new franchise record. The Brewers have stolen nine bases in a game. We're only in the fourth inning, and congratulations, Caleb Durbin. Anticlimactically, you've got your first major league steal. Runner is at second. Nobody is out. 6-0 Brewers. The count is 3-2 on Bryce Terang. Mitch Spence ready to go back to work. And he throws. Swinging a ground ball hit towards short. Played with a backhand by Wilson. Throws off balance to first. And it's dug out by Soderstrom in time to get Terang. Fine play on each end. But Durbin, good base running, advances to third. And that gives Jackson Churio another RBI opportunity. That replay challenge brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Everybody is talking about the draft, but you won't feel one from high-quality Pella Windows. Get no-interest financing options or free glass upgrades today at PellaWI.com. Brewers 1-for-1 in challenges this year now. Churio with the infield in. Takes outside from Spence, ball one. Jackson, an RBI double deep into right center a couple of innings ago. He's 1-for-2. Spence set right above the belt. The 1-0. Popped him up. First base side. Foul territory playable for Soderstrom. Right next to the coach's box. He makes the catch. That's a big out. Churio unable to drive home Durbin, and so he'll be at third with two away as Christian Yelich comes to the plate. And everybody can go back to regular depth. Yelich has walked and struck out. Our veteran of the game, U.S. Army Purple Heart Medal Award recipient, George Banda, honored on the dugout just about an inning ago. Pitch to Yelich inside. It's presented by Network Health, as always. Thank you for your service, Mr. Banda. Retired veterans can turn to Network Health for affordable and reliable health plans tailored to meet your needs. Find the coverage you need and a health plan experience you want with Network Health. Runner is at third, the 1-0. Yelich lines one in back of third. It bloops fair inside the chalk, down the left field line, base hit. Durbin scores run number 7, and Yelich is into second base standing up. A bleeder, but they all count. An RBI double. Brewers lead 7-0 in the fourth inning. Boy, this is a fun afternoon if you're wearing a Milwaukee uniform thus far.
Doing it a lot of different ways in this game. And Yelich now with 4 RBIs in the series. This has been the kind of relentless attack that Pat Murphy talks about all the time.
William Contreras hits one foul on the right side, drifting out of play.
This is what chaos on the base paths does, though. It just creates a little bit of panic and a little bit of kind of tightness from the opponent, where your mind is so divided and you're thinking about so many different things. The game just speeds up on you. And the Brewers have been the aggressor all afternoon.
The 0-1. Contreras hits it on the ground to short. Played in the hole by Wilson. He thought about going to third. Instead throws to first late. It's low. It can't be scooped by Soderstrom. Running hard all the way was Yelich. He'll turn third, and Soderstrom's throw home not in time. Wow, it's the Brewers leading 8-0. Jacob Wilson, not sure why he thought about throwing to third base. That cost him, and then he threw low to first. He still would have had the batter Contreras out with a good throw. So that would be an error. And Yelich, running hard all the way, scores the 8th run.
One of the best base runners in the game, Christian Yelich. And he just showed you why there. He never stopped. He knew as he got around third.
Now the batter is Hoskins. He pops one foul over by the first base on deck circle. Room for the catcher Langoliers, and he makes the catch, and Reese is retired for the first time.
But he knew that he had a shot to get all the way home. And it's not just the kids that are being aggressive on the base pass. The captain doing the work, too.
Brewers get 2 with 2 out. And they set an all-time single-game stolen base record in the process. They lead it 8-0 into the 5th on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Game tickets secured months ago? Check. Coolers and grills packed for your tailgate feast? Check. Sitting in an emergency room with an infected and throbbing tooth? Check. Don't let a lack of dental coverage ruin your game day plans. The new WDA Dental Savings Club can save you and your family up to 55% on quality care from Wisconsin Dental Association dentists you can trust. Get your healthy smile back and get back in the game. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
The Island Resort and Casino's stay-and-play golf packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Take advantage of early season package rates through May 23rd. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino stay-and-play golf package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams.
Eight nothing crew for Logan Henderson into the 5th. And again, here's Lane.
All right, thank you, Josh. Jacob Wilson fouls one back into the net, and it's 0-1. 8-0 Brewers. They have taken advantage of every mistake an opportunity that the A's have given the Brewers over the course of this game. Fastball down and away, and it's 1-1. And this, if you're a Brewers fan,
is a very aesthetically pleasing 8-0 lead because of the way they've built it. If you're an A's fan, not aesthetically pleasing at all. The pitch is outside. 2-1. They have made a lot of mistakes over the course of this game. They've committed 3 errors. But frankly, the Brewers have forced those errors by pushing the envelope all afternoon long. 2-1. Popped him up. Foul territory. It'll be Haas to shed the mask. Dances underneath of it, makes the catch near the A's third base dugout. And there's one away here in the A's half of the fifth, and that'll bring up Seth Brown. Well, the vibes are pretty good right now. A cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. That's also a big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer. The seltzer that passes the vibe check. Logan Henderson's debut so far passing the vibe check for Brewers fans alike. First offering to Seth Brown is in there with a strike on a fastball at 92. And it's 0-1. Brown flied to center back in the second inning. Pretty well struck ball. It died on the warning track in one of the deeper parts of the ballpark. 0-1 is a swing and a miss at a changeup that just floated on the outside edge. And Brown could not hold back and chased it up and away. It's 0-2 now on Seth Brown. Henderson at just 60 pitches so far this afternoon. Brings home the 0-2 pitch, and he missed low and away with a changeup. He didn't expand the strike zone that time. It's 1-2. Urias in the on deck circle, the former Brewer. Henderson's 1-2 pitch. That is hit high and deep to right. Churio going back and looking up. It is gone. And Seth Brown has hit his first home run of the season. He has the A's on the board here in the fifth. It's 8-1. That was a fastball at 93, about belt high. And it was right over the middle of the plate. And Seth Brown, who has good power, turned that one around into right. And the A's on the board here in the fifth. Just the second hit for the Athletics in this game. And now here's Luis Urias with one out, nobody on. Henderson brings home the pitch. That is line foul and out of play into the third deck down the third baseline. And it's 0-1. Going through this lineup for just a second time. That's how efficient that Henderson has been over the course of this game. A one. That is lined into left. That's going to get down for a base hit. Urias will be content with a long single as Yelich hustles over there to cut it off before he gets into the corner. And the A's with a home run and now a single. This is the first time that Henderson's really looked mortal over the course of this game this afternoon. Coming into this inning, the A's had had just 2 base runners in the first 4, and now a home run and a single, and the number 9 hitter, Max Schumann, coming to the plate for the A's.
You know, Lane, you were talking about the Brewers' style of play and what it does to the opponent. Pat Murphy was talking about the way that the Brewers won a division last year in his first season and the way he wants them to be again this season. He says, when the series is over, I want our opponent to have felt us.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way that he describes it. And I guarantee you, when the A's get on the plane today to go home, they felt the Brewers.
They are feeling the Brewers today. No doubt about that. That is a great way to term it. First pitch to Schumann is outside, and it's 1-0. You used the term reconnoitering, which is a Pat Murphy term, earlier in the broadcast. One of his other terms that he uses a lot is relentless. 1-0. That changeup missed inside. 2-0. And that would be another good way to describe what the Brewers have been here today. Relentless. They have not taken their foot off the gas at any point. They have pressed the envelope at every turn. But there's still work to do before this one's all over. An 8-1 lead in the fifth. 2-0 pitch is a ground ball but foul at the third baseline, and it's 2-1. So Schumann back in there, right-handed hitter against the righty Logan Henderson. 2-1. Ground ball to short. Ortiz flips to second for one. On to first in time. 6-4-3 it goes. Roll up a double play and keep this strong start going for Logan Henderson. We go to the bottom of five. 8-1 crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscatine. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Get your podcast.
Sal Frelick will lead off the bottom of the fifth inning, a 8-1 Brewers lead. Mitch Spence still out there on the mound for the A's, brings home the first pitch and a missed outside to Frelick. It's 1-0. The Brewers, if you're just joining us, jumped out to a 4-0 lead after one inning. They now lead it 8-1 in the fifth. As Spence came on in relief of the injured Jeffrey Springs. 1-0 pitch to Frelick is down and in. Two balls and no strikes. In that first inning, the Brewers stole six bases, which we told you at the time was a franchise record for stolen bases in an inning. What we have learned since then, 2-0 pitch to Frelick. He is in there for a strike on a cutter, and it's 2-1, is that it's not just a franchise record, it's an MLB record for stolen bases in an inning in the expansion era. The previous record was five. 2-1 is a liner into right center field, and it's in there for a base hit for Sal Frelick. Sal's got his second hit of the game. That was not hit overly hard, and in fact, at one point, it looked like maybe Urias was going to be able to dive and catch it before it got into center field. But it snuck past him, and the Brewers once again have their leadoff man aboard. Third time in five innings that has happened. Brewers have scored in every inning so far in this game. Here's Joey Ortiz. First pitch to Joey is lined down the right field line, but foul. Couple of feet to the left, and that's extra bases for Ortiz, but it's 0-1. Ortiz 0-2 today. Pop up and a flyout. And he is going to a little more stick-em for his bat, it would appear. Now he's going to switch it out for a new bat. Left-hander T.J. McFarland getting loose in the A's bullpen. So Joey attending to the bat. Now seems to be ready to resume the at-bat.
Just to give a little context to that expansion era record, the expansion era is from 1961 on. So it's been a very long time, and nobody has stolen six bases in an inning until the Brewers did.
63 years, almost 64 years. A one is a liner back of second, and back there to make the catch in shallow center was the second baseman, Urias. So this time he is able to get back there and make the catch on a soft liner. And there's one away for Eric Haas. Now living right here in Milwaukee, been able to enjoy Usinger's great tasting sausage anytime I want. That's because Usinger's has been around longer than me by a long stretch, in fact. Family owned and operated for 145 years. Spence brings home the pitch to Haas, and he takes a strike. It's 0-1. That's a tradition. Enjoy the taste of Milwaukee. Usinger's, made right here since 1880. Frelick at first, and one away here in the fifth. Toss to first, and Frelick is back in time. Brewers with four in the first, a single tally in the second, single tally in the third, and two more in the fourth. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss at a slider away, and it's nothing in two. Brewers have hit one home run today. That was Reese Hoskins, who hit his third of the season. It's been a very good homestand for Reese. O-2 pitch from Spence, and Haas did not offer at that slider down and away. He was able to check in time, says Ryan Addison. It's 1-2.
Lane, let's not overlook the job Eric Haas has done shepherding Logan Henderson through his debut here today.
It's a really good point. The catcher always such a big part of the equation, but especially when a guy's making his debut. There goes the runner. 1-2 pitch is down in the dirt. Throw to second is going to be in time. They got Frelick that time. And so the Brewers caught stealing on the base pass. It's a really good throw from Langoliers. The pitch was a curveball down in the dirt, so it's really a decent pitch to run on for Sal. But Langoliers got it out very quickly. He got it on a short hop. That's what helped him. And made an absolutely perfect throw, and Urias tagged him right on the chest. So two balls and two strikes on Haas at the plate. With two outs now, Spence brings home the pitch. That missed low, and the count is full at 3-2. Haas 0-2. Brewers do not have a lot of production from the bottom third. In the middle of the order that's been doing most of the damage here today. 3-2 to Haas is chapped foul at the plate. And we do it again at three balls and two strikes. Brewers had their three-game winning streak snapped last night, but trying to get right back in the win column here this afternoon, and they're in control of this one right now. 3-2 pitch is way outside, and Haas works the count and eventually works the walk. Pretty good at bat from Eric Haas, fell behind 0-2 and then battled all the way back and earns the base on balls. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Could be the last batter for Spence. The lefty McFarland in the bullpen and a lefty Terang in the on-deck circle. Durbin is 0-1. And he flinches at a cut fastball for strike one. Tyler Alexander is getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. A one. Fly ball center. Hit pretty well. Lede back on it. Two steps shy of the warning track. Makes the catch. And the inning is over. Brewers got a hit from Sal Frelick, but he was caught stealing And the Brewers unable to push anything across in the bottom of the fifth. To the sixth we go. Logan Henderson coming back out. 8-1 Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. In a galaxy far, far away, Brewers Star Wars Night returns on May 16th, presented by ESPN Milwaukee. Don't miss out on a Jedi Jackson Churio bobblehead when you buy a special theme night ticket. Purchase your seat at brewers.com/theme nights. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
List is more.
More.
We go to the top of the sixth inning, an 8-1 Brewers lead. Top of the order for the A's. Henderson facing the order for a third time now this afternoon. And Logan Henderson's first pitch to Lawrence Butler is fouled back and out of play behind home plate. And it's 0-1. It has been a dream debut so far for Logan Henderson. Gave up the solo home run back in the fifth to Seth Brown, but that's been it. Six strikeouts, just one walk issued. Brings home the 0-1 to Butler, and that missed high with a fastball. It's 1-1. Butler himself 0-2, a ground out and a fly ball to left. That was caught by Yelich back in the third. Tyler Alexander continues to get loose behind Henderson out in the Brewers' bullpen. 1-1, that's fouled out of play down the left field line. It's 1-2. Hope you're having a great Easter wherever you are. Either here at the ballpark, out in the parking lot, maybe grilling in your backyard, out running some errands, whatever it may be. 1-2 is shot foul the other way and out of play down the left field line. Stays at 1-2 on Butler. We had our big celebration yesterday morning. Josh was there for it. The egg cracking contest. And a lot of people, when they heard us mention it earlier, probably said, what is that? 1-2, swing and a miss. Climbed the ladder with a fastball. Strikes out Butler, his seventh strikeout of the afternoon, an ortho ASAP strikeout. And there is one away now for Brent Rooker. So to just fill in the blanks on that, in case anybody was confused by that conversation earlier, you hard boil the eggs, dye them, just like everybody does around Easter time. First pitch to Rooker, swing and a miss, good changeup, it's 0-1. And then what we do is everybody that participates in the contest has three eggs they can enter, and it's like March Madness. You have a bracket, and you name your eggs. A one. That missed low with a changeup. One ball and one strike. So as an example, Josh's eggs were named Mr. Egg-cellent. Eggy Pop was one, right?
Yes.
And I can't think of your third one, but it was good.
The Yoker.
The 1-1. Is in there for a strike with a changeup. And it's 1-2. All great names. It doesn't have to be egg-related. You can name them anything you want. And then you have crack-offs. Only one egg will crack if you hit them together, point to point. 1-2 pitch. Came inside and nearly hit him. But he was able to get out of the way in time, and it's 2-2 on Rooker. And we have four different regions, just like March Madness. So as an example, a couple of years ago, we named the regions Yount, Braun, Fingers, and Yelich, the four MVPs of the Brewers. 2-2, swing and a miss. Struck out Rooker. Make it 8 strikeouts for Logan Henderson here this afternoon. And he's getting stronger as this game goes along. Another ortho ASAP strikeout, 2 down for Tyler Soderstrom. And you crack off all the eggs until there's only one standing. Josh was a winner a couple of years ago, weren't you?
As a rookie, yeah.
Pitch to Soderstrom is high. It's 1-0. I have never won.
It was like when UMBC beat Virginia. Or North Carolina State Houston. One of those kind of upsets.
George Mason to the Final Four. The 1-0. Swung on and fouled off the end of the bat back to the screen. It's 1-1. It's actually really fun. The kids really get into it. Every once in a while, one of the kids maybe gets a little attached to the egg, and when it cracks, we cry a little bit. Part of learning how to lose the right way. Lessons in there. 1-1 pitch to Soderstrom. Swing and a miss at a changeup. And it's 1-2. He's now working that changeup up a little bit in the zone. And he's getting some swing and miss with it. Henderson trying to